This is the Rick Edelman Show.
President Joe Biden is still planning to forgive student loan debt. 72% of those surveyed support the idea. I should say 72% of those who have student loans support the idea. I'm amazed it's only 72%. I mean, if he's willing to waive money you owe, how come it's not 100%? Maybe because 28% agree that it's simply not all that fair. Still, 40% of all Americans agree with the idea of forgiving student loan debts. And you want to see another big number? How's this one? 62%. That is Joe Biden's approval rating in the early days of his presidency. That is a higher approval rating at this stage of his presidency than Barack Obama got, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, or Donald Trump. So it looks like so far the president is indeed enjoying his honeymoon. But I don't know how long it's going to last. The president is trying to get a $15 minimum wage bill passed in Congress. The Congressional Budget Office says that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour would lift nearly a million people out of poverty. 17 million, one out of 10 workers, would get an increase in income. The net pay for the nation's workers would grow by a third of $1 trillion. But 1.4 million people would lose their jobs. So 1 million rise out of poverty, 1.4 million lose their jobs. And the federal deficit would increase $54 billion over a 10-year period. The proponents argue that the minimum wage, which is currently $7.25, has not changed since 2009. It's actually less than $7.25 when you adjust for inflation. It is all raising the question, how are we going to pay for all this? Well, states are busy trying to figure it out as well. Maryland has now become the first state in the nation to tax digital advertising revenue. The revenue that is earned by Facebook, Google, Amazon, and others. Maryland's tax will generate $250 million a year. That's just Maryland. Other states are planning on their own taxes as well. I'm Rick Edelman. You're listening to The Truth About Money. 888-PLAN-RICK, rickedelman.com.
These callers are pre-recorded and pre-screened. An index is a portfolio of specific securities. Common examples are the S&P, DJIA, NASDAQ, the performance of which is often used as a benchmark in judging the relative performance of certain asset classes. Indexes are unmanaged portfolios, and investors cannot invest directly in an index. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Neither Edelman Financial Engines, a division of Financial Engines Advisors LLC, nor its affiliates offer tax or legal advice. Interested parties are strongly encouraged to seek advice from qualified tax and/or legal experts regarding the best options for your particular circumstances. Investing strategies such as asset allocation, diversification, or rebalancing do not assure or guarantee better performance and cannot eliminate the risk of investment losses. All investments have inherent risks, including loss of principal. There are no guarantees that a portfolio employing these or any other strategy will outperform a portfolio that does not engage in such strategies. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Dollar cost averaging does not assure a profit or protect against a loss in a declining market. For the strategy to be effective, you must continue to purchase shares in both up and down markets. As such, an investor needs to consider his or her financial ability to continuously invest through periods of low price levels.